Yeah.
So it's translating it from the practice field to game day, whether it's preseason game or in the actual regular season game. But that's, I read somewhere today, one of the reporters had written that that's the thing for him. He has to translate it because apparently he's fine on the practice field, but it's more controlled, obviously. But step into a game day situation and things aren't going his way. And coughing it up twice in the same game. And one of the second cough up was right in the red zone or in the borderline of the red zone after they had driven nicely. Can't have it. And you're gonna waste your opportunities.
I will say this. A quarterback getting hit and fumbling in their first significant playing time is less concerning to me than a quarterback turning it over with interceptions. And the interception he threw in the Hall of Fame game, the one that should have been caught, these two things, they feel far more correctable, and I'm not sure it's going to be a continued problem. It's just getting used to the speed of the game. You think you've got a second, but you don't.
Right. And for him, the big problem is he's competing with somebody. And that somebody, Kyle Allen, really stepped in and did the job. Yep. Three scoring drives that he led the team to. It was impressive. You can't say that you didn't. If you watch the game, you can't come away not impressed with what Kyle Allen did. And a lot of that is because Hendon Hooker turned the ball over, and the alternative was three scoring drives.
Mm-hmm. Well, the positive and negative out of it. Negative, obviously, is the Hooker fumbles, and he had to be pulled from the game. The positive is Kyle Allen wasn't supposed to go in the game yet. And that's what happens in a real game is you're not supposed to go in yet. And bam, wait a second, get your helmet on. We need you. That's kind of what happened to Kyle Allen. And he shined. And that's exactly what would happen if you went to your backup quarterback during a regular game. So like I said, the negative is Hooker was bad. The positive is Kyle Allen came in without even being, I don't want to say not being ready, but he wasn't expected to come in yet until the second half. And he showed out.
I guess the one thing that I can't envision is I can't envision Kyle Allen winning important games. I can envision him winning a game or finishing out a game or not hurting his team. I'm just not sure that Kyle Allen has it in his back pocket to win an important game. And maybe that guy's not available. Maybe everybody feels, I'm sure some teams feel better about their backup. Atlanta has to feel better about their backup quarterback situation than Detroit.
Well,
I'm sure that I would think that the Giants probably do. I would think that even Cleveland, they don't have a starter, but they got a bunch of guys who are probably capable backups.
What we don't know is what they look like if they're running with the ones.
Nope.
Because the ones that the Lions have are awfully good. I mean, the receiving core is great. The running backs are great. The tight end is great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty great. The offensive line, we're not sure yet. Still, you know, going to wait and see what it really looks like. But let's say the offensive line is good. Then if the offensive line is good, then I think if Kyle Allen steps in there in games, I think he could win games.
You might be right. I guess I just want to see more here in the preseason. I don't even know if he can check that box in the preseason.
I don't know if
you're
gonna check that box.
You're right. You probably won't know until you know. In the meantime, the joint practices with the Dolphins start tomorrow. Dan Campbell tells us what he hopes to get out of them. Coming up today at 12:32 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. You asked a question on your show sheet yesterday, and this had to come from somewhere. Donuts or cake for your birthday? Why did you ask that question?
Because I was at a birthday celebration on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a brunch type thing. And someone was told to bring some donuts. They brought donuts. And the birthday girl, who is not a little girl anymore, she made a comment saying that she likes donuts better than cake for birthdays. And then it was echoed by several other people that were there at the party. And I thought, I'm going to store this away. As a person who prefers cake to donuts for birthday. But okay, like donuts over cake? Okay. But it was seconded and thirded. Thirded? Yes.
Thriced.
It was seconded again by others at the party. I was surprised.
I've never heard of donuts for your birthday instead of a birthday cake. Now, given I'm not one that asks for birthday cakes, my pretty much on birthdays, my mom makes this cheesecake. She likes make, and she has like raspberries that you drizzle over the top of it, and that's what everybody gets, and that's, God bless mom. She's still getting it done.
There you go.
Everybody's birthday, there's her raspberry cheesecake. But
I think it's because the thinking behind it is it's individual as opposed to getting a whole big cake and you got to cut the pieces. Like, hey, just grab a donut or, you know, I've been to weddings before where instead of serving a cake, there were like cupcakes.
Yeah. No, I've seen
spectacular cupcakes. But maybe that's just it because it's more portable and easier to deal with.
Ken, you ever heard of this? Donuts instead of birthday cake?
Yeah, because I've been going to a lot of birthday parties now, but maybe for kids too, it's different because the individual thing, Gator, like you mentioned, just a handheld, easier to pass around is a good thing. Cupcakes, right, are done a lot with birthday parties because, hey, just take a cupcake. A lot of times when people have cake, the first thing you hand out cake to everyone, they're like, oh, that's too big. That's too big. I need something smaller. You know, like, because it's hard to cut it uniform, exactly a certain specific size that everyone can agree on or whatever. So I don't mind this change, Doug. I like it. Like, make it more normalized donuts for birthday parties. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, to make it easier, I'm not a big cake guy either. I'm actually a cheesecake kind of guy, but whatever makes it easier to pass around for everybody, because God knows I've been to way too many birthday parties over the last couple of years. And
The life of a young parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, this was not for children.
Yeah, I know it wasn't. But the parents are always the one, that's too much. You know what I mean? Like, that's too, I don't want.
Because they have to deal with the kid after they've had this 75 grams of sugar in there.
Yeah.
All right. I personally would prefer the cake over the
Whatever donut. The individual wants, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And you're a donut guy. You love donuts.
I like donuts, but I prefer a cake if it's going to be
for a birthday? Yeah. What about this, Gator? A birthday sized donut for your birthday.
A birthday cake sized donut?
Yeah. Cake-sized
That's donut. A big one.
Yeah, I know.
I hadn't given it any thought. I mean, it depends on what kind of donut it is, you know.
Krispy Kreme glazed.
All right. Slow down. Just stop.
That's gonna work for you.
Imagine
it's the simplest thing and it's the best. It just when you do it. Right, you stick to it. That's it. And Krispy Kreme knows what they're doing when it comes to a glazed
this
donut.
This is one of, I think we've stumbled upon one of Gator's core foundational beliefs in life is the belief in the Krispy Kreme glazed donut.
Well, there's that, but it's also the belief in just that, though. If you do something well, stick to it. You don't have to deviate too much. Right? Mm-hmm. You want to dress it up a little bit here and there. Okay, but don't stray too far. You know, there's, you can go a long way. Like, there are a lot of donut places out there now that do like these really fancy donuts. And okay, they look great and they might taste fine, but they're impractical when you try to eat them. Like, let's not get carried away here. At the base, you've got an awesome glazed donut. That's
stop.
Good enough.
Just
That's
stop.
Good. Just stop right there. Okay. That's good enough. It's like with a hamburger. Hamburgers are great. You want to make a cheeseburger, whole slice of cheese? Yeah, okay. You want lettuce, tomato, pickles on there? Okay. You want onions on there? Yeah. Do you want to throw another patty on it? You want some ham on that? What? You want to add bacon to it? Next thing you know, you've got a sandwich that's a foot and a half high.
It's uncontrollable is what it is.
Just what happened to the burger was good.
All right, let's get back to the Dan Campbell thing.
I'm hungry.
I know you are. Speaking of the, you mean the talk about the seafood boil with a spare rib in the middle of it?
As hungry.
No. All right, Dan Campbell, what he hopes to get over the next few days, and specifically from the Dolphins, who are in town for a couple of joint practices before they play. We'll be there tomorrow. Here's what the coach hopes to get. Okay. Starting with the defense, you know, the Baltimore background, as he mentioned. These are so great to go up, see ones go against other teams, ones that aren't there to be polite, and guys fighting for jobs. Miami kind of had a middle of the pack defense last year, but still, you know, it's better than going against your own guys, right?
In some regards, yeah. Although you would think the one on one matchups, and it was a little clip of a video of Penei Sewell in a pass blocking drill against Aiden Hutchinson, hard to beat that.
Well, that's true.
But yes.
You wonder if anybody's holding anything back going against a teammate, at least to a degree.
Guys want to hit somebody in another jersey.
They really do. And this time we'll get to see starters do it. As far as offensively, speed on the outside, is Tyreek Hill, are he and Jalen Waddle healthy right now?
Tyreek Hill is not at this point. He's expected to return soon, but I believe they said that he's not going to participate in the first. I don't think he's going to participate in the practices or the game.
Okay, well, it wouldn't be surprising if they aren't playing in the game. If they're not playing in the practices, Waddle and Hill, then that's too bad. But
Would that help to see?
Well, yeah,
guys like that, yeah. Yeah, it would be nice because they're awfully good.
Yep. And I want to see evidence of what our guy Goff said yesterday when we asked him, is the defense, can you tell tangibly that the defense is better? Oh, hell yeah, he said, quoting directly. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it was a combination of Dan Campbell and Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah.
He went, oh, hell yeah.
248-539-9797. You want to keep talking Lions? We can. You said something made you nervous that Goff said yesterday. I don't quite understand why. I want to get to that today at 12:46 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, make Builders FirstSource your destination for professional window and exterior door installation services. You can add value and beauty to your home with trusted brands like Anderson, Pella, Therma-Tru, and more. Then have your new windows and doors installed properly the first time with their expert Builders First Source installation team. Done right with quality products and services, visit one of their locations in Clinton Township or Shelby Township or online at buildersfirstsource.com. That's buildersfirstsource.com.